Now, just like Revelation, when we said y'all got it all wrong, the beast with the crown, don't work like that, the European Union's gonna fall. Everybody just laughed, didn't they, Jenny? They thought it was so funny. The European Union was a beast. It was a machine. It was running everything. Now, all of a sudden, they can't cash a check. Miss, what's the bitch's name?
Merkel?
No, she's German. No. The IMF.
Lagarde.
Chief Dunleavy. Lagarde. Chief Lagarde. She runs everything, and she can't even cash a check at the public. It's pretty bad. And Macron, he's about to toast, too. Okay, never mind. So now what's happening is the three branches of government are devouring themselves.
Yeah.
Because, Jenny, remember, the dragon's going winging. Remember? Don't forget that part. Now, in the time of trouble, that's when you need sustaining. Yes, this is a mess. Yes, are people going to get mad? Yes, are people going to accept Biden as president or not president? No. And Nasty Pelosi's getting her new wedding gown ready for when she becomes president for 30 minutes. That's going to be fun, too. This is going to turn into a huge mess between a civil war, which is a battle not between the North and the South, because Cotton is still king. What's it going to be about? It's going to be between the cities and the states. Now, that's best laid out right now in New York, per se. But they're all in the same boat, meaning they're all in the same team fighting with each other. But now, check this out. The Bernie Bros, they're fixing to come back up and says, now, you numb nut whore bitch goddamn motherfucker, we put you in there. We made you. Now, you're going to serve us. Cause. We have our numbers, and so they whittled it down. Their lead is so minuscule now that after they start dying, then those Republican governors, how many Republican governors do we got now? We got enough for a constitutional convention, Jenny Bell?
Yeah, I think there's 28 of them, right?
We think so. It's enough, because once it starts, then some are going to turn or burn. So once that's done, the metrics lay this all out. It's all laid out. The metrics lay this all out. So then what happens is that they are going to redefine the impetus. We're looking at the House of Representatives as good for nothing. We're looking at the Senate, who all it does is keep down the worthless House. Then you have a president who's tweeting himself to death, trying to run the world by fiat. By executive order, because can't nothing seem to get done. I go back to the days when Trump had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Couldn't wipe his ass. Couldn't do a damn thing. Nothing. They did zero, absolutely nothing. And so then it turned. So what's going to happen now? Things are going to turn again. But it's amazing, with all this foolishness, and yes, dead cats bounce, we give you that. But what's Dow Jones doing these days? It's off a little, but it's still 29,000. We thought everybody was dead. We thought everybody lost their job. We thought everybody's business closed. We thought every restaurant had closed. We thought they peeled up the interstate highway. They thought they closed the borders. We thought you had to stay at home. We thought they said we understood you had to wear a mask when you fucking now. Or between bites or something like that. We're not quite sure. Unless you're Gavin Newsom, then you do whatever you want to. That's another conversation. But then what happens is, if everything is so bad, how is the market, the maker of the market, shining at all levels? Pretty interesting, isn't it?
That's the tech body saving
Maybe.
Market for Bob.
Maybe.
So he can have more... good things.
Maybe. Did we answer your question? Did we tell you
it's
what was
exciting.
Going on with the meat tank? Did we tell you what was going on with the world? Did we tell you about the caldera blowing?
Yes. Oh, the caldera blowing. No, you didn't tell us that part yet. Well, you've said it a long time, Ion.
Yeah, okay. Then, so, picture it.
picture it, the caldera blowing. I did. I had that dream, remember? I was standing up on the porch.
That's right. That's what we were talking about.
Yes, I had that dream too. Yeah, I have a lot of really cool dreams.
You do. And now, for the first time, you're remembering them all in every detail. And you're actually looking at what you see. Before, you just played it off as some esoteric thing that was taking over. Because, see, as a minister, a real minister, you have to have empathy, even if you're not empathetic. You have to have compassion to see people. Because you're like, well, you stupid motherfucker, straighten you. Every time you get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens to you. So after a little while, you learn not to get the damn gallon of corn whiskey, you see. But no, they want you to come pray the gay away and do something else to get it all right or whatever it is that they do. But that's not the point. The point is that they run to that condition. You have to be or have a way to see beyond their fault and come to where their need is. Like dough, we mix them together.
Yep, that's exactly what you have to do.